Mary, you got in touch with us because you wanted to tell us about your battle to stop your baby from being adopted.
I did indeed. I rang Joe the time the episode was on about all the baby stories.
The maternity stories, indeed.
Yeah, and I bottled it a few times. I couldn't go through it. And then this morning I was contacted and I said, I thought about it for a while. And I said, well, why not? Why shouldn't I tell it? So my story started, I was 17. I became pregnant. I came from a small little village. I'm not a great family as regards support.
But this was quite recent, Mary. This is
1984.
Okay,
we're not going back in the 60s or anything now like that.
So you're 17, it's 1984, you're pregnant. So what do you do?
I was sent to work in a hotel in a different county. And from the hotel, a relation of mine and the manager of the hotel, I don't know how he came to be involved, but he did. They arranged to send me to a mother and baby home in Dublin. I still had my boyfriend. The time came, I'd become too big to be working in the hotel. So I was put on a bus. My boyfriend was allowed to come with me. And I was sent with an address on a piece of paper to this mother and baby home in Dublin. Now, Dublin terrified me because I had never been anywhere big like that in my life. So that alone was terrifying. And going into something I didn't know was even worse. So we arrived at this mother and baby home, met by this lady at the door and all these dogs. I always remember these dogs. She asked us in and she asked me what I was doing there. Well, I said, I've come. I said, I was sent here to have my baby. Oh, she said, this is not a mother and baby home anymore. I've retired youth, she said. I look after men stay here now in the rooms that are working in on buildings here around Dublin. But she said, you can stay for a while, for a week or two, until you get sorted out with something else. So I was terrified. She said, I'd have to look after these dogs and cook for these men and do the ironing and all this work. And that would pay for my keep. So I was there and I cried solidly for the first 2 days. I was so terrified because I was on my own. And my husband, who turned out to be my husband later on.
This is your boyfriend, yeah?
Yes. He went to his aunt, she had never met me in her life, nor had her husband. And she was an angel in the making.
Did she took you in, did she, Mary?
She did. She took me. She arrived at the nursing, at the baby and mother's home that day, and she said to this lady, what do you think you're doing keeping a young girl here looking after all these men on her own? And she packed my house a few little things in a bag, and she said, Mary, come on, you're coming with me. And she took me out of it and took me to her home. And her and her husband treated me as though I was one of their children.
What was your plan at that time, Mary? Were you planning to keep your baby?
Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. And she sorted me out with absolutely everything. Doctors, everything. And we got signed up in the Rotunda. So a couple of weeks later, a letter came for me to attend an appointment for the prenatal clinics. The first one I went to, she had gone, the woman that I was staying, I don't want to say her name, might be sharing her family, she had to go to work. And this lady was in it, and this nun. And they came over to where I was and said, could you speak to me in a room? So I thought I was in terrible trouble. And they took me into this room and they sat me down, and this lady had all this, it's like a folder, and she had everything about me in the folder, and she read out everything to me. And she said to me, "You know now," she said, "you won't be keeping this baby. You wouldn't be allowed," she said, "to keep this baby. If you had this baby," she said, "I always remember saying to me, you'll have to go out to Ballymun, to the flats, and they will kill you out there."
So what you're saying, Mira, I'm just conscious of the time. What you're saying is that you never invited these people in.
Oh, never.
But they were telling you that your baby would be taken from you.
Oh, yes, yes.
And was your baby taken from you when the baby was, when you did have your baby in the rotunda?
Yes, it was. Yes, she was.
And where did they go with it? Where did they take it?
They took her off for a heel prick. And I had such a traumatic birth. I couldn't walk. And they took her down for this heel prick. And an hour passed and I wondered, how was this taking so long? And I went down, I remember I was thrown onto the wall as I walk. And there was two nurses sitting in a room to open. And I said, "I'm looking for my baby." And they said, "Get back up to your bed, you." And I went back up to the bed and I couldn't sit or stand. And the next minute, this nun came up to the bed and she said to me, "Were you told to get into bed already?" So I said, "I want my baby, I'm looking for her." "Oh," she said, "she's gone for a bath." So I said, "Will she be long?" And she said, "No, they'll have her back in about 10 minutes.
But they never brought her back, Mary?
She never came back.
And she was taken to, was it?
She never came back to me.
She was taken to St. Patrick's Guild, was it? Temple Hill?
Yeah.
And she was for how long do they keep her there?
She was there for about 4 or 5 months.
But you did actually manage to get her back and take her home. And it was your aunt that intervened.
It was my aunt that got her back. Because I wasn't strong enough. I didn't know what to do. I had nowhere to go. I didn't have I had my family in Dublin. I didn't have anyone else.
And your aunt went in and basically just took her out because it turned out there was no, you hadn't signed anything, you hadn't signed any adoption papers. They just...
No, they told me the night that the day I had her, I had an extremely bad hemorrhage. And they took me down to tease her. And they had torn me so badly having her, I had nearly 50 stitches.
Ooh.
And...
But you hadn't signed any papers. End of the day.
And I didn't know I hadn't signed them, only for a woman that was in the ward. I would never forget her. I can't, and I don't know her name.
And she's the one who told you that they didn't have a right to take your baby.
She said, "Mary, I was up all night, but the baby wouldn't settle."
Okay.
And she said, "You didn't sign any forms."
Okay, Mary, I'm going to have to leave it there. That is an extraordinary story and I'm sure we will hear more from it and about it. But we're going to have to leave it there. We're late coming off this. Ruth Kennington was on sound. Laura Lee Davis is the BCO. Hugh Orman produced and Ray Darcy is next. Live from Killaloe in County Clare in Ireland's Hidden Heartlands.